Lecture 8, Style Features of Baroque Music, and a brief tutorial on pitch, motive, melody, and texture.
Welcome back to How to Listen to and Understand Great Music. This is Lecture 8, and it is entitled Style Features of Baroque Music and a Brief Tutorial on Pitch, Motive, Melody, and Texture. Please, some important review. The music of the Baroque era was influenced by a complex series of events. The Baroque era was fascinated with human expression. This led to a fascination with theater, where human emotions could be exposed, magnified, and witnessed vicariously. This desire to witness human emotions is one of the reasons why opera is born, and indeed why we date the Baroque to 1600 with the birth of opera. I would remind you that the plays of Shakespeare are written just at that time when Renaissance meets Baroque, between 1590 and 1610. The second Baroque trend that we must be very aware of has to do with the scientific climate of the time. It led to a new intellectual emphasis on logic and control, an emphasis we can hear in the carefully controlled elements of Baroque music and an emphasis we can see in Baroque art in general. Thirdly, the ever-decreasing power of the church gave rise to the absolute monarch who governed via divine right. These monarchs sought to celebrate themselves in opulent, extravagant art, architecture, and music. Lastly, and most importantly for us now in this lecture, the rise of purely instrumental music during the Baroque illustrates that the structural elements of Baroque music became developed enough that they alone could create a viable musical statement without the need for text or voices. This is so important, it begs to be repeated. So repeat it, I will. The rise of purely instrumental music illustrates that the structural elements of Baroque music became developed enough that they alone could create a viable musical statement without the need for text or voices. Now, this last and most important statement begs itself for illustration and discussion. Might I first suggest that there is no more abstract art than instrumental music? I know some might quibble with me, but in this I think I am right. In painting, we have an image that is at least two-dimensional, an image that we can touch and we can feel. Sculpture is a three-dimensional art. A piece of sculpture sits physically before us. It's something we can touch. It is a concrete art. Even literature, while it might not be physically concrete beyond the book in which it's contained, even literature is written in a language that we know and that we recognize. And so when we read a book or a play or a poem, we are at least familiar enough with the language we're reading to understand what the writer is getting at, probably with great specificity. But instrumental music, my friends, what is instrumental music? It's music that has no words to explain why it sounds the way it sounds. It's only a series of discrete sounds organized by a composer, but organized based on what? Is it concrete? No. We can't hold instrumental music. Oh, we could look at a score, but you know what? A score is not the music. It's merely a chart that tells us approximately how to perform it. Real music has to be played, and when it's played, it exists in the ether. And instrumental music, without the explicatory power of words, is as abstract and non-concrete as anything I can personally conceive of. So I do believe that instrumental music is the ultimate abstract art, and as a result, my friends, we need terms. We need words by which we can identify the nuance and detail of what is otherwise this excessively abstract, non-concrete thing. So, a brief but vigorous terminological tutorial is called for. Time to develop some listening skills and expand our vocabularies in regard to this abstract musical language. Let us start by doing something we might have done in the first lecture, but I chose not to do then, and that is simply define music.